meaning that you just have to tell the person, this is the Messiah. You can give him anything in the world. Anything in the world. Now it's a piece of paper, sand, and everything. As long as he'll be convinced that it's penicillin tablet, so it'll have curative effect. Or there must be some connection. In other words, it's not really penicillin. It's not really penicillin. In other words, what's penicillin? Moldy food, right? But it has to be a certain degree of moldy food, not a certain degree. So, if it is moldy food in miniature, little bit of moldy food, so then it can have a placebo effect. But just like this, I mean, a piece of paper, I mean, or give a piece of pizza, and then you'll tell me it's penicillin tablet. Maybe not. I couldn't get straight answer. So if doctors don't know, how can I know? But I mean, some doctors said they really don't know, but they don't think that anything can be as effective by way of a placebo. If we say, now this is a medical question. This is a medical question. I even asked Dr. Tenenbaum, he's a scientist. He doesn't know either, I mean. So if we say that the placebo doesn't mean you can give him sand, a piece of paper, a piece of chocolate, and tell him it's penicillin, so it will be effective as penicillin. But there must be a little bit of penicillin. Little bit. So without the knowledge that it is penicillin, it will not help. But when it is coupled with the feeling that, you know, this is penicillin, then it will help. Some milk. Anyway, but according to Rashi, it seems it's a machlokes and it seems. Let's see the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah. No, I don't have the Pirush HaMishnah. Here there is. Oh, very nice. You use the Russian nichush, but the Rambam uses not nichush, sgule, but it's the same thing. Very nice. Kirab Masi ben Chosh, possession matel achel odom, hakovet shel kelev. Sheite, kishemosach, kizein meil ela bidaras gule. It is meil, but not bidarach hateva, bidaras gule. You know, it's gule, you know, all kinds of gules. All kinds of gules. You know, today it's a very current commodity, gules, you know. I mean, some kabbalim in Israel, so they give a certain kind of a bottle of water, and this is good for this and for that, and all kinds of things. So it's good means Nagdahata. What is good? What is good? It's placebo. Scientists don't know how to explain placebo. So the gift here is now on the basis of thalamus, it gives a stimulus, you know. And if it gives a stimulus, so to the thalamus, so what? So what? How is it effective? It's mystical words, I mean, but anyway, that's not bidarach hateva. It's also teva, but it's a different kind of teva. It's a teva that we can't even understand exactly, observe it in the laboratory. It's a different kind of teva. So that the Rambam calls bidarach school. So from Rashi it appears there's the machlokes and mitzvahs. Machlokes and mitzvahs. Whether chutz kovet is a cure or it's not a cure. And after all, you know, but the injection is similar to chutz kovet because it's blood, but of course it's not just a squeeze out blood. It has to be done, you know, certain things, I mean, but if we say that placebo doesn't work just by imagining it's penicillin, there has to be a little bit of penicillin. So then when it's coupled with the the knowledge that it is, suddenly it's effective. I don't know how. Because it gives a stimulus to the thalamus. I don't know what it means. So Mimele, it's not a machlekes in Mitzvah, it's a machlekes in the Rabbanon hold that the Ram says that Pigach Nefesh is the Rekolatere Kule if the Refui is Biderach HaTeva. But if the Refui is not Biderach HaTeva, then it's not the Rekolatere Kule. And, as a matter of fact, there's a Shaila, some poskim, whether one is allowed to write Kameya in Shabbos for a Chilish Yeshu Sakon. But first of all, it has to be, there is an Indian of Kameya that is a Vimumche, the Gabi Shabbos. It's Gimorin Shabbos. Kameya of Vimumche. In other words, you are allowed to be eaten Shabbos with the Kameya of Vimumche. We discussed it in the last year, I mean. Kameya of Mumche Lyodom to Rebbe. So, it's not a Mumche Lbeimo, but Mumche Lbeimo is Mumche Lyodom. Just the opposite from here. How does Kamei work? Like a placebo. Kamei certainly works, by the way, like a placebo. If somebody, I'm sure, that if somebody doesn't believe that the Kamei can work, the Kamei will not work. Kamei does work, the Gemara mentions it. How can we say it doesn't work? It's not a myth, but how does it work? It works if he believes in it. If he doesn't believe in it, so then it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Somebody was very devoted to me, he was in Israel, so he brought for me a bottle of water that was given at this by a Moroccan tzaddik, I forgot his name, and he said that I should drink it, but I don't drink it because I don't know his name. it couldn't help me. So Kamei works, but by way of placebo. By way of placebo. So it works. So Mimele, whether you are allowed to write on Shabbos, a Kameya of Mumcha. Mumcha, not Mumcha, of course not. Kameya of Mumcha. So they should be told here, the flu, in the Machloikes between Rabbon and Rav Masi Mocha. Now the Rambam says we don't pass them like Rav Masi Mocha. We don't pass. Why? Why don't we pass like Rav Masi Mechoresh? Because Yochid Rabbim is Alachik Rabbim. But what the Machlik is according to the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh, not the Machlik is Mitzvahs. Rashi, it appears, it's Machlik is Mitzvahs. And according to the Rambam, it's not Machlik is Mitzvahs. Whether Rifuya Bidar Zvule, not Bidar HaTeva, is Dei Rekol or not. So according to Chachom, not according to Rav Masi Mechoresh, according to Rav Masi Mechoresh, yes. Now, again, about Katlanis. So the Rambam, you see, the Rambam uses the Russian Derech Nichush Ligabe Katlanis in the Tshuva. But here, I thought that in Perush HaMishnah he also uses the Lashon Derech Nichush, but he doesn't use the Lashon Derech Nichush. Here he uses the Lashon Derech Zgule, but I think it's Einach. In other words, so the Rambam says that in Nisus Lo Teitzeh, but Chmiras HaKantum Yisroel, I think the Chachmalim asked him, why you Teitzeh? Chmiras HaKantum Yisroel says it's not real Sakon, it's only Derech Nichush. So in other words, just as there is such a thing as a favorable placebo, there is such a thing as a unfavorable placebo. I mean, usually when the term placebo is used, it's used in the sense of being favored. So, Zgula probably is the name the Rambam uses for a favorable placebo. And Nichush is the name that the Rambam uses for an unfavorable placebo, a negative placebo. So, Mele, in other words, If a woman had one husband, two husbands, three husbands, and they died, then no one can understand the reason. Not that they had cancer, not that they had tuberculosis, not that Chas v'Sholem there was an accident, just like that, out of abuse car. So then we have to be chayshish maybe there is a certain kind of a negative of nichush, of a negative placida, because they are not at ease with each other. Some male effects in a person, let's say, when a person doesn't like to stay with a certain moment, so it might affect him, you know. I mean, that's
b'dayat nichush. So chashish, all men might be allergic to her.
Yeah, I'd be allergic. That's why the light word, allergic, the light word. I was thinking that it was the light word, allergic. Allergic to her. Allergy is also like a placebo. What's the allergy? No one knows how to explain allergy. Certain children are allergic to this, to that, lysis. Certain children, and it has manifestations, they get a rash. Certain children, if they drink milk, so they become sick. So they have to get syrupy, not milk. It's also, it's like a negative placebo. So again, it's nichush. It's also teva, but it's not teva that can be observed in the laboratory. Maybe someday it will, but right now, with all the progress, it cannot be observed in the laboratory. It's a negative test. So the Rambam, I said it, as a matter of fact, in the Torah Mother lecture, I mentioned that the Rambam is the one who discovered the existence of placebo. You'll see, you'll look up and say, Peter Britannica, you'll say, this doctor, the Rambam discovered it. Hundreds of years before these doctors. Excellent example. This is the Rambam. So the Rambam, Perush HaMishneh, calls a favorable placebo Sgule, and an unfavorable placebo Nichush. What it means, Sgule Nichush? That it's contingent upon the subjective attitude of the person. If a person is afraid of something, it can hurt him. If he's not afraid, it cannot hurt him. Why? Not because if he's afraid, he gets a heart attack. Then it's not by way of a negative placebo. Then it's because of aggravation. No, but by way of a negative placebo. How does it work? How should I know? The greatest scientist on Farsa. I should know, but there is such a thing. There is such a thing. So Katlanis, so it's not a mean of habit. How do they account all that? In other words, it's not based upon habits. Of course, Mure is not a question of habit. There is a question whether it's Huzak that in that family there is hemophilia or not. It's not a question of habit. Katlanis, you could say, explain on the basis of habit, but it's not like that. So in other words, then, the whole halacha of Katlanis should only apply to women who are shrews, but not to nice women. It's no such halacha, but only to a woman who is a shrew, and then there's no reason to marry a shrew. I mean, only a woman whose three husbands died, but suppose a woman who is known to be a shrew, but she never got married before, there's no reason to marry her. It's not an eisetiva to be given to someone, but there's no reason. So there it's not a question of habit. Mashinki vestis is not. Every woman has a different period. Some women have the period every 25 days, some women every 26 days. In a bainanis, an invested bainanis is flourishing, the average. But so is it because of habit? It's not habit. That's an age. And as a matter of fact, the period is substantially psychosomatic. That's why it is based upon habit. So in other words, if a woman had 3 years down every 25th of the month, so maybe she habituated herself to have the period every 25th of the month. Some male is Sarma Satera. Some male the Pshat. That the Vestas Kavshim Gamliel, so some Rishimim explain it on the basis because they could have only cool it because Vestas Rabban. But many Rishimim say it has nothing to do. Even Rebbe would say that Vestas can be established only 3 years. Why? because the machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is when it's a question of determining whether a certain phenomenon is an accident or there is a certain reason for it. So if let's say one member in the child in the family died, then you say it's an accident. It doesn't follow a certain pattern. There is no reason for it, just an accident. If two children in the family die, then there is a machlokes between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe says if two children die, then it's already there is sufficient reason to say there is a pattern in that. It's not an accident. In contrast, Rebbe Gamliel, only three children in the family die, then we have to say there is a pattern. Otherwise, two children, it's an accident. Masha'in kim migabi vestes, it's not a question. If Vestet Kavua becomes, if it is based upon a certain pattern. If Vestet Kavua begin takes effect because of habit, because of rigors. That's why the Gemara equates Vestes of Shamot. Say that. Machlekes Rabin Shmuel. So the same Machlekes says is relevant to Vestes. The same machlokes is relevant to Shemot, because both Vestes and Shemot are based upon Harga. Harga Masitel. So by pain there is also meaning of Harga, and by Shemot and by Odom there is meaning of Harga. And since having the period menstruation is substantially psychosomatic. Psychosomatic. Some male it has to do with hag or with habit. So bivestes shamuet kavshim gamliya. Needless to mention, shamuet of course. Only one shit of shame is that it's really towing the machlekes between Rebbe and Rashim Gamliel. But most Rashim say no. According to everybody. The signals are crossed from. How can we say it's stolen machlekes to Rebbe Rashim Gamliel? Why? How we dash in the posik so it's stolen machlekes? That's not stolen machlekes. Shamuet is an ian of habit. Habit is certainly cannot be established with two times. But according to Rebbe, while habit cannot be established with two times, but to find out that there is a pattern, it's not an accident. That is, two times establishes the fact that it's a pattern. It's based upon a pattern, it's not accidental. It's based upon a pattern. So, in the way, we can understand, I mean, that Rashi said, the first pshat, that according to Rove, so Pam Gimel Chayev, but how is the Chayev, I mean Pam Gimel? The answer is, because according to Rashi's pshat, so here, by Shira Moet, we don't need her habit, but as long as it is established that the Shira's Negichas are not just accidental, but it follows a pattern. Even though the pattern is not established through habituation. Some male already has a dean or shamut. All right, anyway, got off a little bit tangent.
The way that the Rambam learns here, why is the din in Nisa Slotetze? It should be that she should be, that whoever's not afraid can marry her.
Well, that's what it means. If he wants to divorce her, he can divorce her.
No, but, I'm saying.
But what the Rambam says in Nisa Slotetze, if he doesn't want to divorce her, Bezdin doesn't tell him you have to divorce.
No, but why is the din that no one's allowed to marry her l'chatchila? Only in Nisa Slotetze.
Yeah, because like this, you know, lechatchile, Sabezdin tells him, listen, right now you're not afraid. Okay, you're a big hero now, but maybe after you get married, so you will not be so heroic, so you will be afraid. But if you're already married her, so then, and he wants to keep her, so then Bezdin doesn't force him to divorce, but according to Rosh, we don't pass like the Rosh, we pass like the Rambam. But according to the Rosh, Bezdin is keifin, Chmiras account in Yisur. It's like somebody will say, well, I don't mind taking a risk to endanger my life. But according to Rambam, he says, it's only with the Hamichush. So if he doesn't want to divorce her, that means he's not afraid. Doesn't mean that he's afraid, but he wants to commit suicide. No, it doesn't mean that. He's not afraid. Some male Bezni is not key for him. He's not key for him to divorce him. Right. Allah told the Karen to Karen, the Hikamara Pope, Hashem the Regal, Shem the Regal, the Hexibi, the Tani, the Shira, the Regal. The Hinoim, the Mishal, the Regal, the Hamel, Ubi, the Hashem, the Hinoim, the Hashiba, the Agora, the Moi. The Shira, the Biro, Hagora, the Shem, the Pomigure, the Pomukuse, Uxibi, the Vishnachine. So one pshat is, why is a goal shame? Because goal means exposed, nigule. So there's the shame. Sometimes you open your mouth, so you expose the teeth. The second pshat, Vishnachine goal is a reish, Hashem Yivaris, Lemachal, Vinasis goal, nigule, leodem, nigule, beimon. Omama, Vishila, Zuyo, Regal, Vichinim, Yishal, Regal, Hashem, Hamel, time, because Rahman Mishal Rega Asher HaMei Hol Avoch Mimai Meik Nislam. So why do we have to resort to the Pasik of Mishal Rega Asher HaMei? We, even without the Pasik, we could understand that the Shilach must have reference to Rega, because we already have a Pasik covering Ken, we already have a Pasik covering Shem, we have a Pasik Yigach covering Ken, we have a Pasik of Bira covering Shem. So Shilach must be something else, but something else, the only one that is left, so must be Regal. So why do we have to resort to the Pasuk Mishal Rega Asher HaMei? Ikeren Ksiv, Ishen Ksiv, Isfir, Sa'ul Kodai Teram Nine, no, if we didn't have the Pasuk Mishal Rega Asher HaMei, I would say that the Shilach is referenced to Shem, but we already have a Pasuk for Bira, but there are two kinds of Shem. One kind of Shem is Mechalia Karne, that's the Pasik of Bira. And then another Shem is the Shem Delay Mechalia Karne, there's the Pasik of Ishilach. So Rashi, there's a Machlokes between Rashi and Taisi. Come ask me. What is Mechalia Karne? And what's the Mechalia Karne? Either, if Shilach will be a Tabari Hashem, the Ishilach also a Chiyuvich and Mechalia Karne, the mashmak is yoch la arugo, the sefer raza ve itzmeyach, av leke chathile, ubi ahanich el mechali karne, the mashya ubi ashmeda al gamre, the kashi lichem osel meina, so what is a big achidesh? That even lo mechali karne is chayv. So the kashi is why we need to psuk in that. Let it all mention the shilach, that lo mechali karne is chayv, so it's kalachena, so mechali karne, or is more of a mazik, so he said mechai. Vikashi chavas lo yavid yivi Hashem, or mechai karen lo chay, or yechad chad lahi yechad lo yim mechai, or chay, because kno yechad chay, tritzi mai kwa ba nine hay ose, lo yechad mechai, or lo mechai lo lo eloi, yikari to lo meina, vada yivid yivi Hashem, ila vikas rachmon, mishal red or Hashem. So how does Rashi explain lo mechai karen? So let's see the thesis now. פירוש הקונטרה שחר שעושית לשמח, אבל לא לכתחילה. וקושי. So what it means, if the behemoth entered the field of another, the Nizek, and she ate up the crop, the shachas, the herbs and so on, she ate it up, and it's going to go back, but it will not be like before. In other words, the first time when it grew, let's say, one example, up to a height, up to here, then after the behemoth ate up this, so it will grow again only up to a height, up to here. So that's Lei Mechalika. Why is it Lei Mechalika? This is from Kash. Why is Lei Mechalika? Why? Because he'll have it again. and but he will not have it again, but he'll have it again, but only 2 feet high. And the original crop was 3 feet high. So what? But if the behemoth didn't eat it up, so the owner of the field could have used it, this 3 feet crop, and then it would have grown to another crop of 2 feet, so together it would have crops of 5 feet. Now he'll only have 2 feet. So why, how could the beast, how could I talk that he should be put? It's a very strong kasha. It's not a kasha. The question is, how does Rashi explain it that way? How does the Zizi explain it? Hello, Yishleima, Shikim for Piris Lan Roso, Likol Motim Kol, Likamu Likim for Spiris Lan Roso, Told the Kim the Pashli, Kro Aira, Bachil, and Mechaika. That's what I understand. Now, but the question is, what's the Pshat in Rashi? It's not even a kash. What's the Pshat in Rashi? I think that Rashi can be understood if we take notice the din mentioned in Mishnah Kines. Let's see the Mishnah that in early days. Hakines in the Diyav, but I'm just running through, I mean, because what concerns us is the safer the Mishnah. Hakenis in the deer now before the Korov, he has the Zika pot. No now before the Korov, he has the Zika chai. Nifr to the Irish pot, so a listing, he has the Zika pot. Hoi to your listing, however. He knew how the Chamish Moshe Chashe to be caught in, he has the Zika chai. Moshe le Reye, he nichnas a Reye tachat. Nofer le Gino vinenes, mishalmus mashe nenes. Yodo kidaok vizika, mishalmus mashe zika. Keitzat mishalmus mashe zika. This is the important thing. Shomin beisa beisa sade, kamo iso yofe ve kamo yofe. Rav Shimon Meinor, ochre, peres gmurim, in other words, if they are completely ripe and all ready to be harvested, then you don't assess the damage from the point of view of the value of the sade with the crop and without the crop. But then we assess the damage from the point of view, how much is it worth in the market? Even though it wasn't harvested this yet, but since it is rolled to be harvested. But if it is not rolled to be harvested, if the shachas shachas means not rolled to be harvested, so then it doesn't pay. Let's say a behemoth ate up a crop, let's say of 5 pounds of shachas, while it's still mechuber and it's not ripe to be harvested. So 5 pounds, let's say, of shachas in the market, you'll have to pay, let's say, $25. But he doesn't have to pay $25. This Sunday, with that crop of 5 pound crop of shachas, how much will it worth? So we'll say that Sade was worth $1,000. And without that crop, it's worth $990. So the Barashe has to pay only $10, not $25. That's the Allah. That's the Allah. There's no machlek or something. So Mele, that's the Pshatan Rashi. Now we can understand that. Hold on the Halikan. Pure Shakuntre Shahas was it is Meah of Lehatrile. Because from Halikan, she got a bowing in your hill and leaked there. So if the Allah had been when a behemoth eats up the crop that is not completely ripe, so then the Bara behemoth has to pay the value of that crop when he sold in the market. Once it is harvested, then Rashi couldn't say that. But Allah is special to Sakosuf that if it's not rolled to be harvested, then we assess the value of the damage from the point of view of the value of the sade, not the whole sade, not the whole sade, but the beisoni sade. I suppose the sade is worth $10,000, $100,000, big survey, so then it will be a minimum. So it could be a question of pennies. But when we saw a substantial measure of the sade, with it, how much is it worth? With the crop, before the bay made it up, and how much is it worth? So it's not pennies, but it's less than the value of the crop once it is harvested and is sold in the market. So as she says, no, there could be such writer. We could say, in view of the fact that he doesn't have to pay the value, the price of the crop, of the 5-pound crop, he only has to pay the difference between the price of that beiso before the bay made up the crop, and after, and the value, the price of that beiso after he up, some mele sins. Ordinarily, the bailin is not going to to be catered and then let it go again. He doesn't care. So melee, he shouldn't have to pay. So Kamashma still has to pay. So it makes sense. And Teisa says, even so, but that's only the shume, how, but he's in magic all the whole crap. In Tashlumim. In Tashlumim, so he only has to pay the difference. If there hadn't been a Zakosim, he would have to pay the price of the crop in the market. But as far as his mazik is concerned, so he's not the only mazik in the Sodom. He's not only a mazik in the Sodom. So I think that's the machlokes between Rashi and Jesus. According to Rashi, so this Zakosim does not only imply Tashlumim. Since it's not in Lichtzeres yet, so he's not a mazik of the crop. He's a mazik of the Sodom. Not of the crop. He's a mazik of the Sodom. The thesis is, no, he's a mazik of the crop. But in Tashlumim, it has to be assessed in a certain way. David Moses Kasha Rashi in a regal that the Shilach is regal. Rashi did in a regal Shendelim Chalikanim. No. So you say, if we didn't have the post of Mishalach Rega Shevach HaMeir, I would say that both Bir and the Shilach have reference to Shem. But now that we have the post of Mishalach Rega Shevach HaMeir, so we say no. Only Ubiya's reference to Shem, but the Shilach has reference to Rego. But Bia means he consumed it. So how do we know that he's chayev even Mishloim Mechalikam? V'ashuk in Rego, Shem Mechalikam in Olam. So the Gemara says, do me the Rego. Ma'are, so it's the opposite of Rego. Ma'are, Rego, Loishni Mechalikam, Loishni Mechalikam, Afshen, Loishni Mechalikam, Loishni Mechalikam. La ila the mara galation the elixir the ubiya. Oh mama, ubiya zuashen. V'chein leina kashir yivay ravel atumei. Time because achmona kashir yivay ravel atumei. Ho lavoch in mayo kimna leo. I keren ksiv, I regal ksiv. So the only thing that we could have reference to ishen is sal kedai tachaminei idevide arega. But why do we need Ubiya for Rego? It's already Vishilach. But there are two kinds of Rego. Hod Rozo Mimele, Hod Yishalach Shuluch. Kamash, Vishilach has reference Yishalach Shuluch. When the Baalim sent and Ubiya's reference and the Baalim didn't send her, but he was negligent anyway. He shouldn't have allowed the Baalim to go into the field of the other. Kamash, Tash, the Ikashim. So we only have one pasuk for regel, that's the shilach, and shilach has the connotation of sending. So how do we know that regel is chayef in mazlo meir? Regel doesn't mean the nalam dumishin. Mashon lishin shalch shluch elushin meile, af regel lishin shalch shluch elushin lishin mazlo meir. Now the Gemara is another kashi. The licht v'rachmona v'shilach liboy will be a, because the shilach itself could cover both, because the arayas from psukim that the shilach is reference to regel, and the arayas from psukim the shilach is reference to Shem. This v'rachmona v'shilach liboy will be a, the mashma regel or mashma Shem, mashma regel d'chsim mishalach regel Hashem v'chameya. ומשמע שם דכסיב ושם דהינס אשר אדום. So why we need to pluck it? אילף קוי סעירה ומיני אוי 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 רגל דזיקי מוצו אישן די שנוי להזיקה. So that because, so that's why the Torah mentions two pluckים to tell us the both אחד, not one. So the Gemara is the Kashe, and suppose it didn't have two psukim, so it would mashma one. But which one would you be marbe? There is my chosis. So he says, Mardesh kunim yoveishnei and in afkes. So again the Kashe is, why need two psukim? Because without a pasuk we wouldn't know which is referenced. So we wouldn't know, so what would we say, we don't know. Shem is sofik chayev, Sophic Potter and Regal, that's inconceivable. So we can't exclude either. So we could deduce both. So Teisa says, Midohi Bateiro, Loishne be Yisur, Loishne be Mamein. True, by moment we have a deen that if Bezdin has to do something, it's a Sophic social calling. But when it's a question of deducing through the Midish Atiran Breshes, then if there is no, we have no raya as to whether a certain pasuk is marble one or the other, so we are marble both. The Rashba, he saw that the Rashba limited. The Rashba, according to Ramatam, it applies to all the offices, even of Visurim, even of real Mame, where the Mekriya Mame is not based upon the Isa. According to the Rashba, that cloud only applies to Momein that are based upon the Maisavera, upon Israel, like Niziki. Now the school and the Vish named him in Marcus, Eastern, South at Hamnan and the Shalashluch. Other laws on the Mele, because if the Torah didn't mention Tupsuki, only the Shilach, and we could deduce from the Shilach, Shem and Rebbe, but only when Shalach Shluchim. But Bosnum may or not. So it's neither by Shem nor by Rebbe. Now we have two Psukim, so it's higher by both. Bein Shalach Shluchim, Bein Bosnum may. Come ask me. Rashi. More the Shem Rebbe Shkun and Shin Zechom Mezeh Shai Bishnim Yisaf Chomo to Yishnim Vishilah Adem in the Mavkes to lessen the Nei to erase Minei Oshneim Shavim to the Heimel HaMafkes to erase Minei to Oshneim Shavim Yistach Leo Bia Di Mafkes Mishilech Ava Minei Nelech Lishal Ochil Bikabone Lira Yisorech Ava Yerei Av Lazen Leo Rei Kamashno Bia Vechil Minaf Lishan Meile Bia Aserev O Yalf Minei. Now Shem Behim is Asher Abom Af Af Very Important Day Af Al Gav Dabun Baume Behemi sheish lemeres kinochosh v'neish chiz v'niseiz dehav nishiche sheitod likar komo kemai rename b'chai sroiz. So how can we mention this posik v'gabi shet? There it's already, it's kere, like nochosh. So aravuch, we see in this tesis a bit chiddush, contrary to the tesis at the end of the first peric. Because tesis in the first peric says that the highest surface, Ari, Azif, Adin, and Noah, Barbaras, Vamoch. So Tesis makes a distinction that the Zion numbered out, less Tesis. With Ari, Azif, Adin, Noah, Barbaras, So that's Chayim Sachem. If no Chosh Digmo in time, he says, there's no Anloi. So it's Chayim Misadrei. Not Misad Keren, but it's Chayim Nelekshalim in Bitcholosh. But Misadrei. But this is the second. Now, we should taste like that, not like this is Dr. Zayin, the Rabbi Shimshen, and the Rambam. Rabbi Shimshen is in Shimchobetz. But also, first of all, the Rambam. The Rambam sheet is also like that. Now, let's see taste sheet first. Because actually there are three sheets on the highest level. The Mishnah that is from, they says, and then, Hazei Ba'ari Adei Ba'amina Ba'aros, Ba'anochosh Harei Lemoadi, Harei Lemoadi, Rablezer Ima, Bismash Mutabas Ima, Ba'anochosh Mudler. So Tesla says, that is Zayin Amid Alev, Ba'anochosh Harei Lemoadi, Lav B'chol Inyin Ehezek Hashiv Emad, אבל כל אחד ממילי דורך, שבוזי ותורף, ערי ודורס, בגלל דרך וערי סטריסה, דרך וזי וסטריפה. אוי תורף לא ניח, אבל במידה סוי, תורף לא ניח, שאי בן בערי לדרך. אבל במידה לרב אורך, כי נערי שתורף ואוכל, וכנשור הזה יקס, לרב אורך היה להבא מעט, ומשאו מחוצן הזה. ומודי דיר חיים שאני ראשון אם אני דאפת בחוצרה מזק אבל שרב מפותת אבל שם בשביל שרב כי לא משמועל בנור ערי ערי בשביל שרב עם דורס ואוכל פותת אבל אפילו לא חושים אין מי שחושב כי אני לא נפל כמה דיטנית שנזכב שכל החיים זה שלה לא חוש ואם רסו עם הענוי יש לוח מכל מוקים כאילו דיור חדו אוכל אבק מרגל ופותת בשביל שרב ואבק מקרם בוס הדעי אף פי למשחב רעזית נחוש לא יתבחי. So according to this verse, there is a distinction between ארי זה די דין המבארדלס and נוחש. ארי זה דין המבארדלס, so they are annoy, so it's מסצ'ר, יש אני לא זה כי נוחש has no annoy, so it's מסת רגע. But מסת קרנת, why not מסת קרנת? After all, it is קרן. It's כבנוס רעזית. נוחש is כבנוס רעזית. כבנוס רעזית. And but Karen, that's Kamas Lazik is Mishune, usually. Some Mele is Potter on the shot, but Nochosh is not Mishune. So what is the issue? So this issue is that if it is Kavanos Lazik, so then it's half Koya of Kili. If it is, then at the very outset, then it's half koy of Karen. Karen must be mishune the outset. But if, and then through a habituation process, so it becomes chuzek to go. But where at the very outset, it is a natural thing to do a certain hezek, then it's half koy of Karen. But then it is right. Then it's like, however, let's see the Shittas Rambam. תאוף מוכס נסכימונאים, הלוך עבוד. חמישו מיני בהינו מועבי נצחיל אז ביוסו מעביק. ואפילו אם נתאבוס. לפי חוך, אם הזיקו, העמיסו בין גיחר, בין שיחר, תריסה, כחייץ בין חייב מלקשור. ואלה, הזי וערי ועדי ואנומה בברלס וכי הנוחו שנושך הרי זה מועד ואפילו היו בן תאבוס And then the Rambam says, Kol Mued Mishalm Lev Shalem, Tichotam Mishalm Chatzin Elek Nguf. Pashas Loshna Rambam is that it's not Misat Rega and it's Misat Kera. And one more thing, the Rambam from the Pashas Loshna Rambam is Mashma, that the Rambam is not only Chilek and Teisves in regard to Nochsh, because Teisves says it's Rega and according to the Rambam it's Kera. The Rambam is Chilek and Teisves in regard to all the Chais Devs. Because Tesis says in regard to Hari Zev Dev Noma Bavalos that he's Nochri Misachem. Misachem. And then let's see the Tesis again. Lab de Cholinyon Hezek Hashiru. Zev Torah Hari Vidoras. So, according to Teisves, when the Mishnah says that Hazeiv Ari Adin Amel Badras, it doesn't mean, as the Rambam explains it, just Nishich. According to the Rambam, even without Achim, just Nishich, if Ari bites, he's Chayav Nevekshal. According to Teisves, if an Ari bites, not it, so then it's Karen, it's Chayav Chatzin Ezek, like Yishayahu bites. But it means the Ari ate it. Everyone according to its way. Bozevi Torah. In other words, he tore up a behemoth. And later he ate it up. But just to be mazik, if an Azev will just bite and be mazik without eating, without ultimately eating it, so then he's not chayav in erichon. But the Rambam, why? Because Tesis, what? Let's see the Russian Tesis. He mentions Shmuel's memory. Lav v'chol yom neyezik chashiv imad, elo kol echad yom yedu, chakin shibo zei bitora pari, bitora su yitora flamia. Aval mili lavu, chakin arvi shetora v'ochal, v'chin shor zeikez lavu al chayet, v'yav imiadin, yom nishal mechotzin ezek. ומידד עם חיים של ראשון, אני דווקא בחצרה מזק, אבל שצרה מפותה דהב השם ויש שצרה, כי תאומה בשמור בגמורה, הריב יש שצרה בין דורס ורוח ופותה. So Tesis equates the Aloch in the Mishneh with the memory of Shmuel. Then on the base, in the sign on the base, Shmuel has a certain memory. The fourth line from the top of the Omid. Omar Shmuel. Ari Bershus Rabin, Doras Vochel Potter, Torah Vochel Chayev, Doras Vochel Potter, Kibnuche, Limitras Havlik Mishochel Pedis Virokis, Alishimus Rabin Potter, Torah Flavuche. So anyway, so Tesis equates the Din the Mishnah with Shmuel's memory. That means that when the Mishnah says, Ari Azeib, Azeib Ari Adeib, Amir Abadras, Chayev Nezik Sholem, it means al de achille, al de achille. Except Nochos doesn't mean al de achille. That's nishif. But as Zev Avi did not bothers, Mshal Neishol means al de achille dafke. So that's Shmuel's memory. The Rash in Shinuk Beis is Chelik and Beis. He says the din the Mishnah is referring Shalui al de achille, and that's a chiv of Keren, but Nezek Shalom, because for these high stiffs, a lion, a bear, a wolf, you know, a tiger, and barless is not known what it is, what kind of high it is. So then, it is a natural thing to bite into every doubt of it. So it's Mishal Nishalim, but Mishat Kerem. Shmuel's memory is another aloha. When Mishal de Achille, it's Achille. So for an axe, al de Achille, to eat up, let's say, and if an axe will eat up will lead up a behemoth, so then it's mishune, of course. But when a lion eats up a behemoth, so it's not mishune, and it's chayim sachem. Briefly, according to the Rash, the din in the Mishnah and Shmuel's memory are separate halachot. The din in the Mishnah is referring to Shlial Dachter, and the three in Sat Keren, but in Ezek Shal, and Shmuel's memory has nothing to do with the din in the Mishnah. In other words, that's all there here. That's the flammable base in Shimukubetz, the second column. The Brahmastra, the first paragraph, I mean it's the second paragraph, but the first paragraph that starts in the second column. Hazei v'ari nira d'cholhane aire kishe zikud leachim v'hav lo kera v'udeh v'ayid atashun erik sholim b'tchilo. But so why is it different in a bay, an ox, bitchilo, shalei al de'achile is chotzin ezek, and here, shalei al de'achile is an erik sholem. Aval heicha de'achle, bo pio shlom shmuel kamon, de shmuel's memory, it's a separate thing, and the Rambam sheet is also like that. Chamisho, first of all, in Aloch Hei, the Rambam, so far the Rambam hasn't even discussed Shandarev. Shandarev he discusses later, and so far he only discussed Keret. But then, in Aloch Hei, he said, Chamisha Masim Tamim Yesh Beheima. What does it mean in reference to Keret? In Shandarev, there is no such thing as Tam. Vim Yu Adolecho Ben, Nasis Miedes Leisema Yisei. Daily. Habeimo in a Miedes, מתחלוסו לליגח ולליגי ולנישך ולליאביס על כלם דילם ולליבי ולמועד לך נערי זה מעדס לעבר השם מעדס מתחלוסו לחסרו לו והרגע מעדס מתחלוסו לשבי דרך לוחו והבאים המעדס מתחלוסו לזה פרטרה לפני מה יחס חמישה מניבאים עם מעד מתחלוסו לעשו לעזק so it's past שלושה that this discusses care ואפילו אין בני תאבוס לפי חוך אם הם מיסו אם הזיקו או ימיסו בין גיחה או בין שיחה או טריסה בחיי צבן חי בנזק שורן ואילו הם הרצי והרי עדי והמאר והברדלס וכן הנוחה של נושה הרי זה מאוד מנת אבוס so the Rambam שיטי is לגמרי כנגד תשע שיטי דפת זיין תשע שיטי דפת זיין is that in regard to זה והרי די ונום הברדלס so is the רחיל דפקי and the חיל is מסעצ'ן And in regard to Nochosh, so the Chiyuv Mishad Regal, no Keret. According to the Rambam, not only in regard to Regal is the Chilik and the Rambam, and not only in regard to Regal is the Rambam Chilik. But in regard not only in regard to Nochosh is the Rambam Chilik, but even in regard to Zeiv, Ari, Deiv, Noam, Barlas is also Chilik. Now, let's see the thesis here. The Shem Behim is a Shabba. Achol Gad Amin Baume Behim is Shish Lemeres Kinochosh Bineishchish Nmises Da Benishicha Shittil Gdi Keren Nikol Mokim Aranam Becha Yisroes So what is the thesis here? That Shedor Suboch Lanosh So Teisa Shiti is that Nochosh, a behemoth is Meres Kenochosh, so the Chivim Sat Keren. So he says, I'm in Shicha Shi told the Keren. But regular Keren is Ita, is in Mishune, so he pays on Chosin Ezek, and this is Urche, so he pays on Ezek Shol. So that seems to be like the Shittas Rambam, and like the Shittas Rosh. Not like the Yisro Shite, that design. Then in Shemukubet says there is a third Shite. The Rashba Shemukubet says that even Shem is Chayim Mitzat Shite. that even Nochash is chayv in such shem. Because what's the pshat in shem? What's the characteristic of shem? Hamir Azeki. They just say, no Azeki, there's Gemara in Tainis. They don't have the kind of anoye in the Hezek like the other chayis. Mashenki. But Nochash has its own unique anoye, sadistic anoye. So sadistic anoye is also called Yesh Hamir Azeki. There's the machlokes between Teisves and the Rashba. According to Teisves, Hanoi means certain drives, if it satisfies certain drives. But hunger or other drives, Mashiach came, a sadistic Hanoi, that's not called Chen. But the Rashba Shiti is a sadistic Hanoi. Oh, it's also called Chen. A Shen has a sadistic Hanoi. I mean, a Nochash has a sadistic Hanoi. Avdalet and Shimon Kubetzes, in the second column, the Brahmascho, Hanamilech, Yishanoel, Zeiko. Miralo, Mikoma, Mirali, Mikoma, Hanamilech, Yishanoel, Zeiko. Dan Shiche, Mipekomad, Umayu, Yish, Nishiche, she told the chef. Veichadome, Tinghim, Shinosh, Hobidoval, and also to Loch, the Loy speaker Loch has nothing to appear. ולקלב, תראו, שנשיך הזו, לא. לא נמצא, אבל יספיקו לא אוכל שלאו ומפי אבליך לכלב, שנשיך הזו ישנו אלה זיק, וכן חוסל בכתיך, אז בוסו, ומשל נעשו עם פמחס, ודווקא בשושן הזה, ומי הוא דווקא בו חי וכך, הולה בו חי וכך משונו, ותראו לי קרנו, ולמון סיפירקי, That's the important question. Sovereignty. Shava Nochosh, Minashe, have a told Dishem. Not like Rashi, not like Ramba. So the half of peace in Echel, the Shinene, the Shiche. The half of peace, Omo, there come the tiny, some miscapses for a chais, a nochosh, the aimless for him, no yeshloch. Love the name of Shem, no a cloud comma. Elo Shaina, no lecher, no a no sahir. But it's sadistic anoy, so that's all sanoy lezeik. O mikol moke, kib luuch habi oche, lo inofit mitol lishen. Iname mitol de dregel, vini tol lishen. So the Rashbo is to lishen is. The first lashon is that nochosh is tol lishen, sadistic anoy. And then the second lashon is sadistic anoy is not tol lishen, but it is regel. But Rambam Shite and Rashi is its Keren. And not only Nochosh is Keren according to Rambam and Rashi, but even the other Chayis there is. As if Ariya, they are not godless, is also Keren. He also Keren. Told the Shem Mai Nishakko Kisla Noso Timpleta Noso Mai Shem Yishanoele Zeike Umamoin Hoshosolecho and Nami Shanoele Zeike Umamoin Hoshosolecho. Told the Shem Kishet Tchikoma Papa told the regal Mai Hizika Begufa de Achelucho Bissau de Achelucho Bishlif Shalo Pumisha Fia Bezuk Shabsavo. מה ישנה רגע לזה כמוצו, מומנו חושמרוס נולכו, החנם זה כמוצו, חושמרוס נולכו, אבל תולד את הרגל, תרגע, וכי כמה רב תופה, תולד את הבא. לא דרש, נשחח לך בכיס לנו, סוף לפי לא עושה, או איתי מפפרס לנו, שנסגל גלן, כדי לעשות מחמרים, דני דנדישן שישנו לזה כאו, ומה יש לשם, מה אני עודי כמי התנשנות של אף פעם פתאום לשם לרגל? כל דירה זה כדי אפילו אשלו בכוונה לתאול לרגל. ברגל הזה כמוצו, רגל הזה כמוצו נכנס לאוזניק. ובשאו שנדבוק הקירים, ובשאו וגירוס למשיבור שם. מה יש להם לך לזה כמוצו? אלו, תאול לרגל כרי. תחי כמר אף פעם, תאול לבי. תאול לבי המיני. אילן מהאביות, We told the test, Loitesk Sideva Loyut Sidi. Holy Kash, Rames Yelion Rachmone, become Rabbanon, you'd have the Mise test, Nizokan Abde, Misloy Abde, save Zab, Misel Dab Nizok. So why should you call Nizokan told? It's the same thing. Ella, Avonis, what is he told of there? Avonis, I can not so is in Yahomish's rabbin. PZK. So this he told of Bay. Hey, Hedon, eat after him, Bain Rabbin, Ishmuel, and the Bay. Be laughed in the English mood of a Kumbir and Dana Bay. Be laughed of a Kumi Shayer and a madman is in Osirash. Tupchotti, Nirash. Ava saw Biron Mukit Vokin, I know of the Vicar Dark Armies. Bizarre Jokin did not some share. Bibeya Tisha Umeis is part of Abbe, Vimuzak Hayet, Viavu. Why do we say that Beya Tess is also an Av? So Rashi in the first Lashon says, the Midyuke di Chon Avkon, Midachsi by Messinolei, the Mashma Beya Soro, the Bamiktu, Chayu Mizashaya, Hobotsam Roche, Bimisaloi Hayet, Hobin Zot Mishayet. Lishnachine, Save Zav Mises Af Mizokin, the Reich and Nofikomic Robbe Asol Mise, Nafkin and Bayer, Tesla Zokin, the Steven of Shamashia, or Hamea, Mashman Benez, Benuzak, Rabbe, Shali, Lir Mays, Ashea, Rabban, Beatisha Potter, the Mahasa Bea Mays, Dain Baki Day, Leomis, Abruzak Haye, the Beatisha Banizokin. So Rashi has here Tupshat. The Tupshat is more important. According to the first Pshat in Rashi, why does the Gemara say, Zehav Nisi Zehav Nzok? So Rashi says, Di Nofal Sheh Bibeya Tisha, Umei Spota Barabeya, Di Muzak Chayef, Di Av. Why is an Av? Why? Because what is an Av? An Av is something that is written in the Torah. So that Beya Tess is Chayv Nizokin is also written in the Torah. Why? The Midyuke di Chon Avke, Midyachsiv Ayimash Yalei, Di Mashma Berasso, Di Bar Miktu, Chayv Mizasheya, Hobotzom Oche. Because true that the Pesik deals with Beya Yud, because it says Rabeya, Di Mash Yalei. So the Torah says that by Beya Rasso, so then he is chayev b'nisis asher hobotzer oche, so he's not chayev nisse but from his ochen, yes. So we deduce it implies that b'beya tes we are also mechoye but no nis lishnachine save zav nisse zav nizokin t'cheyech el nofiko mikro b'yaso nisse nafkum b'beya tes nizokin t'chsiv תחסיד, בנובל שמושי הרחמיה, משמע בנס, בנלכפל, הבר ישר להם. So, certain lotion says, so he amidayik. From the lotion apostle, because the Torah says, בנובל שמושי הרחמיה, doesn't say, בנובל שמושי הרחמיה ומייס. בנובל שמושי הרחמיה, סתם, בין מייס, בין מוזק. So why did the Torah say, Amesi alay, that's in the case where there is mis, but there is mechuyev anyway. But the umiyu in mes hasheir, amurabonam beyatisha pota, diloy machmas habeya meis, Then they kill the homies. Aber who's a chayev di beer tisha banazakum? So here on this Rashi, there is important chiddush. We say that if a sheya falls into a beer that is only 9 fucking deep, he's potter. Why? Is it a din or it's a mitzias? You say it's a mitzias. Because the chachomim determined that in less than 10 fucking he cannot die. So if somebody dies, he dies from a heart attack. You cannot establish any connection. Any connection. But if his huzak not lays, then he's mechuyev to pay. Then he's mechuyev to pay. And the lashon of Rashi is the loy machmas abeya meis. Why do we say that there is no tashlumin in case of a mess in a beer test? Because since a beer requires a depth of 10 tefachim, not to minus a person, so if we see somebody falls into the beer, so some melee. If somebody falls in the bear, and so we attribute that to the bear. But if it's less than 10 for him, then we cannot say he died because of fall. There's just a coincidence that he died at the time when he fell in the bear. But he would have had the same heart attack if he hadn't fallen into the bear. So the male is high. Anyway, from Rashi's lesson is mashma. Umiu in Meis Hashayir, Omer Rabbonim Bebeir Tisha Potter, the Lomach Masabemis. So the reason is why the bear test is Potter, because he didn't die from the bear, so why should he be high? But he died. He just died. It was a coincidence. He has to die somewhere, so he just died. While he fell into the bear. But the bear, the falling the bear is not a cause of that. He would have had. He would have died anyway. He died from a heart. That's Rashi's shit. And that's a very important question. It's not so possible. In Sanhedrin,
what would be the other possibility?
The other possibility is no. He died because of a bear. But since the wound in the ear that he shouldn't die, so the male is born. Or because he didn't die from the bear. In other words, there is aloha of Yish Bikilom. Now let's see a Lashon HaRambam. There are two possibilities. How to explain Be'er Yud. The Rambam in Chizr Tzir Chushkaras Nefesh says Rambam in Per Gimel Mechus Ritzeh Hoshmeres Nefesh Haloch Alev Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vol discusses the din that by Ritzeh we have to be in it, whether the Akwe is Yesh Bikilomis or the Akwe is Ein Bikilomis. So the Rambam says in Per Gimel Mechus Ritzeh Hoshmeres Nefesh Haloch Alev Hamakes Chavir Bizodin Be'evenei Be'itz Ve'imisei Ein Din Dover Sheikol Be'i Mokim Sheikol אם רואו איסי חיפס לאומס בי וזהו אין אירו שנם בה ואבן יד אשי אומס בו איקו ובכלי איס אשי אומס בו איקו עד שיהיה בי כילומס ונידי ממכיר לליבי ממכיר היחסים אין שזה הלוכה of that when somebody is mucky person we have to be aimed whether the הכל is יהיה בי לאומס או not הוי ובין אמר אשי אומס בו מכאן שאין די מכיר המכי וכשם שאין די מחיפת שאיקו בוי ומכים המק כחים די מכיח הכוי שנמע בביליאב מכאן שמשאר ומסייעת אין די מזיר קרם בחבירי בריחו כשתי עמיס וזיר בי בריחו כעסה שבריחו כעסה יקיחו יסה ואין די מזיר בריחו כעסה וזיר בריחו כמיו שבריחו כמוקים בייסר ישמע יקיח הכוי וכים משאר ומק עצמו ומשארים כך הירד, כך הנרד, אם הוא גודל ויקוטו מחוזק ויכול לי שבורי וחיר 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 וח Only me so kidash in the Naitzer, the Rambam mentioned so many psukim. I mean, these psukim are mentioned in Mechilte, that if somebody is maka, kwesh, imbeki, akwake, in the homies, is pot. What do we need? According to Rashi, Rashi says here, in the second pshat, umiu in me is asheya, omura bon mediati shepota. The only machmas habeyame is just a coincidence. He died from a heart attack. So what do we need a posik for? We need a posik that when a person dies because of a heart attack, coincidentally at a time he falls with the bear, that the one who pushed him with the bear is potter, of course he's potter. So Mele, why does Rashi need a posik? But we see from the Rambam that there is more than one posik. There is one posik that we have to be in a the Hakoi itself, whether it can cure or not. Then we have to, they have another posik that we have to aim, be aimed at on the basis of the kind of a goof he is. If he's a stronger person, so then he requires much more Hakois in order to die from it. If he's a weaker person, he requires less Hakois to die from it. What is the Ram of the Menshi Psuki? Now, but let's see again. V'chein, Halacha Zayin, V'chein Adich Efes Chavirem Reish Hadad V'nofar Umeis Mishar Yim Gida Amokin Shepir Moro V'kiech Hanitchem Shem Demi Ben Yemi Shenofar V'godlo Shenofar Minayin Shem Shar Yim Gida Amokin Shenemar In the senior defender, yearly, that's the important Rambam. She called Mokim Shem, he gave a sword for him, in the Kid Homies, which Omo be barely in the hill. So, where did Rambam get that if somebody kills another person by pushing him off the roof, so he have to be aimed the height of the roof from this halach? From this halach? Because by burial, we see that if somebody dies from falling into a bear, and the bear was less than 10 tvochim, so he's poter, so here too, if somebody pushes down another person into a bear of tears, is also potter. And the same thing applies to a man. In other words, just as a bear, in order to they should have hakoyt ilhomis, so must have a depth of ten tvachim. So if he pushes off a person from a mountain, only if he pushes him off from a cliff that has a height of ten tvachim. He equates it to the, anyway, you see from the Rambam, that the din, that ten tvachim or more, his chayav misa, and less than tvachim spoter, is based completely on the aloch of hakoy she'ebi gromis. And six of hakos, but from Rashi is mashma, not that way. From Rashi is mashma, that is misasol, he says, lav machmas habeyamis. So what is the machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi here. Rashi here says the Feresh, not says the Sakosu, but we say that a person didn't die from the bear. He died from a heart attack. It was just a coincidence. And the Rambam Shita is that he died from the bear, but still he's potter. Why is he potter? The answer is that the Sakosu, that when somebody kills another person, business to be made, to assess whether this kind of akoye a person can die. Of course, Bezin determines that, so if there is any possibility that it can die, so then it's considered like that he killed him. But if the wounden is that he shouldn't die, even if he died, so it's not because we say that he didn't die from the bear. If we see somebody falls into a bear and dies, so we attribute it to the bear. But since it is so rare that the undere before would be, shouldn't die, so even if he dies, he's potter. Even if he dies, potter. Now, let's see another Rambam. But it's mashma, just from this Rambam alone, that Rashi is chilek, that Rambam is chilek on Rashi. Rashi explains the halacha of Yehi Romis and the basis of Mitzias, because if it's in the Romi, so he didn't die from the bear. As Rashi says, the Feresh, he won't make us a bear mate. And the Kont Rambam, no, if we see he dies, even though the Umdel Lechatchil was, he shouldn't die. He didn't anticipate such a rare phenomenon. But when we see he dies, then we say he died from that Kont. But why didn't we see it before? There are many things we don't see before. But later on, we say that he died from that he died from the akoy. Even though he, so why is he potter? Because the undan is he shouldn't die. The undan is he shouldn't die. Now there is a machlekes between the Ran and the Rav Reb David. There is a loche in Sanhedrin Volkame of Tom Vecheskie. What's the halacha of Tom Vecheskie? The halacha of Kom Drabne. In other words, if somebody throws a chet to kill a person, or on Rishis Rabim, Yizirik a chet, on Rishis Rabim, Dalad Amas, and then in the course of its motion, the Dalad Ames, it is Kirea Seroim Balachosu. It tears, let's say, a silken clothes, so he doesn't have to pay, because Kom Drab, because for throwing a chet, it feels all the same Dalad, is Chayim Mitzvah. So the Mele is put after Shul. In Mosin Yie, no Yonish. No Yosin is Yonish. In other words, if the Behemo, this is the parasha of Behemo Hor, so only. וחיינות הלוש מנוק וישור ויוסי ילדר ולא יהיה עושן עונש יונש כאשר יושי סלוב דל אישו ונוסם בפלוי ואם עושן יהיה ונוסעת הנפש תחס נפש So if somebody kills the Vlodesh, so he has to pay the Mevlodesh. But suppose, together with killing the Vlodesh, he kills the woman, so there's a few Misaf Ritzeach. So the Mele, the Ralach of Kom, the Rabne, he doesn't have to pay the Mea Vlodesh to the Baal. Suppose he kills the woman, but Shalibi Kavone, Pishayik, he doesn't mean to. So there is Tom Vecheskes Allah. Ma Makabehimo, Nicholakta Bey bin Shirik and Azik. Repeating Tashlom, Lechayvi Tashlom, and Makodom, Nicholakta bin Shirik and Azik, Lechayvi Tashlom, and Repeating Tashlom. So Allah is Hayavi Mish Shirik in Turing Tashlom. Turing Tashlom. So the Ran mentions today, suppose the person with the salt the woman and he would kill the lovers, and when he sold the woman, he'll assault her with a koyish in booking arms. But she died anyway. Does he have to pay for the lovers or not? So there is a machlekes between the Rav Reb David and the Chiddush HaRambam. that our intestines can help to clear us off. I intest, I'm a base. Till it's a rab of Dovizal, the Chesky or Israel is Rab Reza, the Omer Matzish in Misa Kosundabe, and Matzish Lady Misa, Shalahoya Boki or Homis, Bakose, or if you hawk is an Algo, Isha, Potter or Law. Kdim is chavra kisa al nosnof shalohoy et lehomis di potter abol nire vadai de chidin shalohoy abek et lehomis shechayev lishalem omri yeshof kdim mazi kdim nizokin lebinen kadoni de odo moed leilom tnan vafil lecheski edi peitre bicholin yamomin hayne daf kikishish bakoy et lehomis abol kishayim bek lehomis eine bicholmak odom ela bicholon nizokin. In other words, suppose Reuven would hit Shimon, and then he would kill him, and he would tear the bgodim of Shimon. Or he had some chattels with him. While he hits him, he would damage his bgodim, his suitcase, and so on. But he hit him with Hakoye Shein Begilomis, but he died anyway. So according to Rav Reb David, and suppose he would do it B'Sheik. I'm not B'Sheik, he didn't make it, he was Mishabe, but Hakoye Shein Begilomis, but he died anyway, and he damaged his God. So Rav Reb David says he doesn't have to pay it for the Yoshin, for the God in Ida. Why? Because commonly Rabbi, but he's not Chayv Nisa. He was mischaven to hit him, but he was mischaven to, he assaulted him with Hakoyesh in Romis. Just, he hit him over the shoulder and he died. The wonder is, when you hit over the shoulder, you don't die. But he died. And he was Mazik in Begodim. So Rabbi David says, he doesn't have to pay for the Begodim to the Yoshim of the person. Doesn't have to pay because some of the cheskes halach. Then the Ram is chelit on Rav Reb David. He says, what bearing does some of the cheskes halach have on this? Some of the cheskes halach is a bearing if somebody throws a ches. It's chilas dalav the same dalav. And b'sheilik, he's not chayvus, but he tears zeroyim balachose, he's potter. Because since b'nezid, he would be chayv mise, and it would patter him of tashlumin, because from the Ramnei. So Meir B'sheyek is also patter. But here the Ram says, if he hit him over the shoulder, and he died, Zakor Shemik Ramis, so Meir he didn't die from that hit, from that assault over the shoulder. He died from a heart attack. So what kind of come the Ramnei? So what does she tell for Ramnei? So there's the Machlekes. Between the same machlekes is between Rashi and Rambam. Rashi says here, Umiu in Imeis Hashir Rav Rabbanu Beyotisho Pota. The Lomach was a Beyomeis. The Shir died from a heart attack. That's the sheet of the Ram, and the Ram says it fears. In other words, suppose he'll assault a woman and he'll kill the Vlades and she'll also die. But the way he assaulted the woman is sacrificing lumps. The woman is, he shouldn't die. He hit her over the shoulder and then he killed the Vlades and she died. So does he have to pay the Dnei Vlades to the Baal? So according to Rav Reb David, he's potter, because in lo yosin onish yonish, but in yosin, if the woman dies, lo yonish, it's come to Rav Reb David. Here it's also died. And we don't say that she died from a heart attack. We say she died because of a coin. Maybe it was a mean of Zeviz again. Maybe if she didn't have a weak heart or she didn't have a heart attack, so then this akoya in the shoulder wouldn't have killed her. But in view of the fact that she had a heart attack a few minutes before, so maybe the akoya of the shoulder was the straw that killed that broke the camel's back. So it's also he did die from it. But so according to Rav, in other words, briefly, the machlekes we have exhaust Akosov, that a koyer shein b'kidlo homi is kotar of nisim. According to Rashi, the exhaust Akosov is only declaratory of the mitzias. In other words, if we see a person hits the other person over the shoulder and he dies, so then we say he didn't die from that. Why did that? It would have happened anyway. It just a coincidence. So maybe it's not shy to say if he hits the woman with a koyish in the gromis and she kills the vlodis and the woman dies, he shouldn't pay for the vlodis. Why not? Come dramne. Didn't die from it. Just a coincidence. And that's the ranchi. And the Rav of Dovid is no. If we see that the woman dies when he hits her the shoulder, then we have to say she died from that. Maybe there was another factor because she was very sick, she had a weak heart, but without this hitting, she wouldn't have died. So why is it part of Mises, especially for Zakosu? If the Akoya is so slight that the wounding of the expert sees he shouldn't die, so even though he died, so he's part of. There's the Rambam sheet. Now, the Rambam mentions at the Feresh that Akoya Shemit Romis is not as Rasha says. Let's say when a Sheya falls into a bear test, so loy machmas a bear mace. But since it's an unusual thing, and the woman is, he shouldn't die, so the male, the Torah patterns it. The Rambam says in the Feresh, in the Fasinski Moment, Rambam Perik, it weighs me as Mr. Mamei, Halochet es Vav. Also, Teo Gavea Bishu Sarabim, Dimach Bidu Abeheime Umeish, Imo Yo Gavea Asor Atvochim Chayev Lishalos, Imo Yo Poches Masor Potter, Al Mises Abeheim, Avo Im Husko Bruvat Chayev Lishalos, Nizek Shalom, Vafilu, Biteo Gavea Kolshu, Oy Bichfire Kolshu, Shanezek, בכל שהוא דובה מוצו וידוע ונעמיסה בכל שהוא לצי בי הפרחס מיות מצויו וערינו פני אינס. He doesn't say it. וערינו מס מצד הבא. וערינו פני אינס. It's an unusual thing. It's a double pellet. It's a double pellet. It's an unusual thing. So the Rambam says it explicitly that the Aloch HaFim Lomis is not because we say as Rashi explains it. No machmas habeyameis, just a coincidence. No, we don't say it's a coincidence. He died from that. Could be that he said it's a geir, he had a weak heart, he had a heart attack at that time or before, so it also was a contributing factor. But the akoye is the straw that breaks the camel's back. So he should be chayev. And we couldn't patter him because the Ramani Rosh Nonus, it doesn't mean Nonus Mitzadonus Rachmane Patre. He means it's an unusual thing. It's an unusual thing. So the Torah patterned. So the Rosh Rambam. The Rosh Rambam is Perek Shlishi Milchas Hatzir Hashmas Nefesh. Hamakes Chabere Bizodein B'Eben Oy B'Eitz V'Yimisei Eim Din Dovah She'Yikol Boy U'Mokim She'Yikol Of. Why does Rambam say Hamakis Chavira Bisone? Hamakis Chavira Indres. There is Aloha of Ketzia B'mezi. There is Aloha of Ketzia B'sheik. So why does Rambam say Hamakis Chavira Bisone? We are in it. So it's mashma that the whole Aloha of Hakoye Shein B'kilom is that he's potea. It's learned out from Pesukim. Bechlei Eden and so on. Shein B'kilom is. So is because is just a cause of only Gabi Ritzia B'mezit, the Gabi Misen. But by Golas it doesn't make any difference. If somebody B'sheyik will kill a person B'sheyik, because B'sheyik with a Koye Shein B'kilomis, he's also high of course. That we could say only according to Rambam Shite, that a Koye Shein B'kilomis is not because we come to the conclusion the person didn't die from the Akoye. It was just a coincidence. He died from a heart attack. If the reason is because we say he died from heart attack, so let's say Abishayik, why should it be Chayav Golos? No, because the Rambam Shiti is, if he dies, so we say he died from the Akoye. But how could one die from a Akoye by hitting him on the shoulder? That's the fact. Can't help. So, by it's here amazing, there is a special halacha, even when he's mischaving to kill him by eating over the shoulder. And he dies, he's still potter, because the wound in the knee is, he shouldn't die. But by shaving, there is no such thing as a question. There is no such thing as a question. So that's the machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam, is the same machlekes as between the Rav Reb David and the Rambam. Rav Reb David is like the Rambam. He did die from it, but it's a Ptur. So maybe it's like Chayav Misheyegin, so it's coming to Rabne. And the Ran is like Rashi. With that we can understand one more thing.
Where is this halacha about the Galus in the Rambam? Paragimel?
He doesn't mention Akoye Sheyegin or Homis, the Gabi Sheyegin. But in Pereshlishi he emphasizes Hamakes Chaveri Bizodeh. Why do Zodin? Hamakis Chavayas. Zodin, Sheyik, Engin. Of course, if it's Bizodin.